You're Dancing in My Mind, written by Black Cat, read by Opal Song, fandom Naruto. Where are we even going? Mikoto demands, putting a hand up to keep her hair from whipping across her face. The tiny skiff is moving far faster than it should, especially when there's no one at the oars. And the land is so far out of sight behind them that there isn't even the faintest blur on the horizon. Even if they do go back to land, there won't be any civilization for days. This stretch of coastline is almost entirely uninhabited. Kushina laughs, her long braid flying behind her as she leans over the prow, arms spread like she's about to take flight. "You'll know when we get there," she calls back, which is exactly what she's been saying for the last week. When she said, "I have something to show you," Mikoto had thought she meant an interesting flower, maybe a weird flower, maybe even a sex thing. It's possible she should have asked a few more questions before she agreed. "Oh, come on, Grumpy," Kushina says, and catches her by the wrist, pulling Mikoto up to sit beside her. She wraps an arm around her waist, leaning into her side, and Mikoto can't resist the urge to press into her in return, grateful for the warmth, but mostly just for Kushina's presence. It's nice to be out of the village for a while, away from her work in the castle, her attempts to translate Fugaku's ridiculousness into something closer to reality. "I'm not grumpy," she demands. "Just curious, jerk. What's out in the middle of the ocean that you're so desperate to..." There's a ripple, like they're passing through a heat wave, like a veil is being pulled away. Mikoto loses her next words on a gasp, and Kushina laughs, softer and sweeter. "There," she says, like Mikoto isn't staring wide-eyed and breathless already. "Uzushio, isn't it beautiful?" Mikoto can't even manage a nod, because it is. Islands, hundreds of them, connected by a shining network of bridges that are moving. And there's a sprawling city built across the land, red and white and gold in the sunlight. She grips Kushina tightly, awed to the point of disbelief as their boat slows, then comes to a perfect gliding stop in front of a low dock of white stone. "Princess," a voice says, and a man with golden hair hurries down a flight of steps to meet them. He's wearing the same strange robes Kushina was when she first wandered into Konoha, with the symbol of a spiral embroidered on the cloth. "You're back. Empress Mito was worried about you." "I wrote," Kushina says, indignant, but she takes the man's hand, lets him help her step onto the dock, and then turns to offer Mikoto the same help, grinning. "Mikoto, come on, I want to show you my home."
"Your home," Mikoto says, a little faintly. "Uzushio is supposed to be a myth. And princess?"
"Oops," Kushina says, beautifully, maddeningly unrepentant. And as her feet hit the dock, Mikoto grabs her, not sure if she wants to strangle her or kiss her. Kissing wins. It pretty much always wins. The end.